The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everybody. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are talking about Sheer Alchemy as always every Wednesday, and it is an absolute delight to be with you today. We've got an awesome topic, which is turning challenges into triumphs. This, again, is probably something that a lot of people don't want to talk about when we're talking about abundance and, you know, how things show up in our lives, what we draw in. And, you know, I've had the privilege to talk with a lot of listeners and, you know, discuss some of the things that are going on in our lives. And one thing, you know, that's important about drawing in and attracting abundance, attracting our purpose, attracting our, you know, our journey into what we've longed for, what we've desired to do, that's part of our soul essence, that's been with us, honestly, through all our lifetimes, is that we have to get very real about what's showing up in our field. And, you know, when we get challenges and difficulties and obstacles, sometimes our tendency is to look outward, right, at the instigator. This thing, this person, this event, this circumstance out there has just triggered something that I see as a difficulty or pain or challenge in my life. That's how it shows up. So naturally, you know, if we're just operating at that level, naturally we're going to look out there and see that that thing impacted me in here. And it affects us, right? So the initial reaction often is what I, you know, call the victimized stance. And that doesn't mean that we're always a victim. So please, please don't think that that's what I'm saying. But it is a reaction. So anytime we're in reaction, we're receiving. We are being, you know, impacted by that thing out there to take a look at what's going on. So step two always is, wow, what's going on here? What's happening? If we only operate at the level of that thing out there affecting us in here, then we are taking a victim stance. And the challenge of today's show is to look above that, to look beyond that, to look at the bigger picture of who you are, what your life is about. So this thing has shown up, this situation, this engineering of circumstances has created this moment that's got your attention. And now the decision is, what do I want to do? What do I want to create out of this? So, you know, it's not just an event. It can be a feeling. It could be a feeling of sadness or depression or, you know, anything that something like loss could create, right? And the loss could be a person. It could be a job. It could be, you know, sometimes even moving to a new location can cause you to lose a lot of friends and a lot of, you know, interactions that used to be a part of your life. So a challenge is whatever you are indicating it to be. You may not even have acknowledged it to yourself. I'm so excited about today's show because I think it's going to create a lot of awareness for us about what we're drawing into our lives, what some of our patterns are. You know, I've done work on myself for so many years, and I know so many of the patterns that have shown up for me that I go, wow, do I still want to do that? Do I want to change this pattern, this outcome? You know, and sometimes we can, you know, feel like it's almost impossible that it's been with us for so long. Like, you know, this is just how I am. So if you're catching yourself saying, this is how I am, this is how things turn out for me, this has been the pattern I have, the question I want to ask you today is, do you want to shift it? Do you want to transform it? And I am not asking a superficial question today. Believe me on that one. These things that are showing up for you, for me, for all of us today, or, you know, that have been going on perhaps for the last 6 months or a year, whatever it is, are here because this is our opportunity to shift and to transform. So a lot about our spiritual path, a lot about our abundance path is to shift into a higher vibration, right? So when a challenge occurs, and if we find ourselves, you know, going to a lower vibration, reducing our light a bit, maybe isolating, hiding, or, you know, feeling a little down about it, then we want to take a look at that, because that right there is an opportunity for us to decide if we want to release that thing, to go to a higher place, to shift our energy in a new direction. Often when we shift our direction, or choose to shift in a new direction, we get a little frightened because we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know how that thing will unfold. Who will I be without that? What would life be, you know, when I step into that thing? So we encounter another set of opportunities, I'm going to call them, which is, you know, how do I manifest now in this new place? It's like discovering a part of you maybe that you didn't know. But let me throw this out there. That part of you has always been there through millennia. You have been this incredible being throughout many lifetimes. And if you think about hundreds of lifetimes and you think about all that's been thrown on your field, you know, you've had lifetimes where you've been very powerful and other lifetimes where you've been very weak. You've had lifetimes you've been, you know, very sickly and others very healthy, very powerful. So think about all the relationships you've accumulated, all the agreements you've accumulated throughout those lifetimes, and here you are. It's this awesome opportunity to make a shift. Okay, so don't beat yourself up on, you know, where you are right now. This is just a little memo that's come across your desk saying, do we want to shift now? Sometimes we get a little disturbed that there's some grief and sadness that goes with the releasing of things, and we don't understand that. We don't understand why we have to go through loss to step into something wonderful. Well, sometimes those things we're losing are old friends. They're our comfort zones. They're those places that, you know, we kind of know how life works. It's predictable. This is how it is. We might identify places we've never taken any action. And the question today coming up for us is, do we want to shift? Do we want to take action? Do we want to do something new? None of us are wearing handcuffs. So today, what do we choose? How do we deal with this challenge? How does it become a triumph? And what's our interpretation of the triumph, right? I should be this. I should be strong. I should be happy. I should have this. I should have this. Sometimes we have placed so many heavy requirements on ourselves. Take a look at that today. This is really a tremendous time to take a look at what's going on in your field and ask yourself if you're ready to shift that challenge into a triumph, to look at what's showing up now so that you can change. If you're interested in calling into the show today, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. I want to tell you that we have an amazing class starting tonight. It is on creating daily abundance manifestations. Yes, you heard that right. Daily abundance manifestations, creating them every day. We are creating every moment of every day. We know that. But sometimes we don't know how we're blocking ourselves. We don't know what gets in the way of creating these manifestations. Well, this is a four-week teleclass. It's an hour every Wednesday. And you can go onto my site, take a look. And you are going to have the opportunity to look in your field, take a look at what's going on, and then we are going to do real-time shifting, real-time movement of those interferences that prevent you from creating abundance. Some of us are creating repeated patterns, right? We don't mean to. Some of us are carrying ancestral agreements and family agreements and, you know, agreeing to give away everything that we have, give away our energy, give away our time, give away our money, all of it, and we haven't learned how to shift into the good stuff for ourselves. Well, this is a class for you. It's not too late to sign up. It starts tonight at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, and I hope you will join and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. We are not just going to be reading a book. We're not going to just do worksheets. We are going to actually learn how to create abundance in real time. So take a look at my website. It's LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com, and this is the class for you. If you are ready to start manifesting the best that you've got. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how challenges show up and how we shift them into triumphs. This is an exciting show today, and I hope that you will be thinking about some areas in your life right now that stop you from stepping into all that you are, and ask yourself, am I done? There's no shame about it if you're not, but ask yourself, is there something in any of this that I'm done with, that I'm ready to shift into something better?
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about the sheer alchemy of turning challenges into triumphs. You know, let's define what a challenge is. You know, we can talk about it in, you know, kind of a natural way, which is it's something that in a way has impeded us, has stopped us, has slowed us down, has affected us, and it could affect us emotionally, physically, mentally. It could slow us down in terms of our timing of things. We had planned to, you know, do something in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and an obstacle of some kind, like finances or a relationship challenge or whatever it was, showed up that slowed it down. It could be emotional, where, you know, we were on top of the world feeling really good about things, and something just hit us in the gut, you know, just really caused us to reduce our energetic vibration. And I like to talk about it in those terms because I think it's something that we can all feel in our field. Or we thought we had, you know, a sense of direction, and an obstacle showed up and it made us feel like, oh, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to do this. And this is always a key. When someone gets the thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to do this, that is so important to pay attention to. Or it's not meant to be. Find out in your own field how often you use that line, because I want to throw a thought out to you here, which is that at some point you got an inspired idea. You felt really, really good about something. Now, if there's a belief in your field like, okay, watch out, when something good happens, the rug's going to get pulled out from under me, something's going to go wrong, it's too good to be true, those are all very important pieces of information for you to be noting about your field, to be noting about where you got that idea. You know, what was the conversation at the family dinner table when you were growing up? You know, was it about how little we have, be careful, don't get any wild ideas, oh really, you think you're so smart, so great, whatever. Find out what energy was communicated to you about yourself. What did you learn about yourself in school? What was the pecking order? You know, so before you go off on it's not meant to be, maybe it's not the right timing, all this kind of stuff, yes, there is a universal timing, but I want to throw out that often the universal timing has to do with areas that we're to grow through, to shift through, to transform through. It's not to just be this permanent obstacle. Sometimes we have a very strong sense of how something needs to turn out. It needs to happen this way with this person and with this money and that job. And so we give zero wiggle room to source, to the universe, to manifest for us what we've said we desire. Often what we desire is for our highest good and the highest good of everyone involved. So we think that if we don't have control over how this thing is going to manifest, and we don't know exactly how it's going to show up, then something must be wrong with it. Well, there we've pinpointed a fear, haven't we? We've identified an area that this thing has to show up this way, otherwise I don't know how else it's going to happen. That is our very finite way of looking at the world. We've asked Source, the universe, you know, this spiritual component, this amazing cosmic aspect of the world to participate in our lives, and yet we want to shoehorn it into our very 3D narrow way of manifesting. The other thing that happens with what we don't know how to do is like, well, I've never seen myself do that before. I've never written a book before. I've never taken that kind of a job before. I've never just picked up the phone and called someone and thrown out an idea. That's right. But it doesn't mean that it's not going to turn out. It doesn't mean that it isn't going to take you down a certain path to manifest and to create. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about parts of you that have kind of pulled back, slowed down, and decided not to step into certain things, all right? Things don't always have to turn out a certain way. We can shift our energy. All of us have that opportunity. So take a look at where the perspective is limited, where we have said, okay, I need to pull back. Are you sure? When an obstacle shows up, do you just decide, I need to pull back? No, you don't. But you've decided that. So you can always check with your spirit and go, well, what part of me is saying I need to pull back? What part of me is saying I need to drop everything and take care of this challenge that showed up? Take a look at that. I'm not saying that you don't have a part in healing the situation or fixing it. I want you to be as honest as possible about your beliefs, about your decisions, about your fears, about what you think love is, about what you think success is, about how you conceive prosperity to show up for you. All these things are going to be clues for you about ways that impede abundance, impede success. So a triumph is another word for success, right? It's that kind of word that says, I come out on top. I successfully manifest X. I show up in the world like I'm, you know, succeeding at the things that I do and that I touch. So we want to take a look at that. And, you know, sometimes we have a lot of ego invested in how we think things should show up. What is a triumph? What is your definition of a triumph? You know, often if we look at it, we think that if we get something, it will make us happy. If something shows up a certain kind of way, it will give us a lot of joy. And we have to identify, well, what is it about that thing, if it shows up, that will create joy for me? And what part is it that I am providing to generate that joy? All right. So that's always a very interesting question, because that's back to that thing out there makes me happy in here. So whether it's, you know, having success at work or in the family or with a loved one, you know, we want something to show up a certain way that makes us feel really good. So take a look at that for you. You know, what are the things you're looking at in your life that go, if I get this, it'll show up this way? The other is, if I am triumphant, it looks like I'm getting a lot of adulation and praise and people approving of me and wishing me well. Or a triumph could be that, you know, a lot of people join my team and participate with me. A triumph could be that I have a lot of support around me. So in each of these areas where you have definition, you want to take a look in your field about any beliefs you have, any ideas you have about why you can't have that triumph, why it's not going to show up for you. And sometimes we have a belief about our success rate. Well, these kind of things, that's too outrageous to happen for me. That's too crazy. That's too out there. Make note, take a look at some of that. Is it too outrageous? Why did you decide that? You know, for some of you, you know, whether you used your credit card to buy groceries or to buy a plane ticket to France, that's up to you. Every day you have the option to do something that you didn't do yesterday. Every day. So what stops you? For some of you, I can tell, it's about reasonableness. Well, it's just not reasonable. It's not really the right thing. But maybe you got guidance that you need to go to France in October or wherever it is or whatever it is that's showing up for you. Take a look at the reasons that you're telling yourself that you cannot step into something. And if you have a belief that the minute a challenge shows up, you are being too selfish to push through, you are being too self-centered to go ahead with your plans anyway, to take that class anyway, to move out anyway, then that is really important for you to take a look at. Because the assumptions that we grew up with is that selfishness is taking away from something else or someone else to take care of ourselves, and somehow that's wrong. So notice your reaction to the challenges. There may be a delay because you can only do so much in 24 hours. And there may be a belief which says, if I go do that thing, then I am taking away from something that's very important that needs to have happen. Some of us have the savior complex. We're the only one who can take care of a certain situation when a challenge arises. Where did you learn that? You know, a lot of times, you know, you're the oldest, you're the one that had to handle everything, you're the one that had to give up stuff, you're the one that had to take care of the siblings. So is this more of that? Sometimes when a challenge shows up, it's an opportunity for us to take a look at the situation and go, is this mine? Is this an opportunity to release that obligation in my energy field so that I can step into that amazing healing class or painting class, or, you know, go get that certification that really requires me to focus and pay attention right now? Just observe all these things. So if a challenge looks like an obstacle and you have a certain reaction to obstacles, ask yourself if that's a pattern you'd like to release now. Some of us don't want to make the next move until we're very clear where it's taking us. And yet all the joy in our hearts tells us, go in that direction even if we don't know. So this is how we release our field to attract abundance. Let's be as clear as we can about what's going on in our field. And when we come back, we're going to look at how we can bring in some higher level energies to support us in that transition.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
You wouldn't give it up if it was thrown in your face. You wouldn't give it up for all the neon lights.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about turning challenges into triumphs and what it is that we want to shift into, and as we think about that thing, what the blocks and interferences are that help us identify what we're ready to shift in our field. You know, everything in our lives shows up and we have the opportunity to ask, am I ready to shift in this thing? Am I ready to allow or move in the direction of this intention that I have? Because that is what that triumph is about, right? It's that outcome that we're looking for. But sometimes we constrain how that outcome needs to show up. And I do want to put out one more reminder about the Creating Daily Abundance Manifestations class that starts tonight, October 5th, Wednesday. It starts at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, and it is a fantastic class. It's not too late to sign up, and I hope you'll take a look at that on my website at LeslieFontaine.com. It is a real opportunity if you've been challenged in abundance, or you've said to yourself, oh yeah, I've read every law of attraction and abundance book there is and nothing's happening. This is the class for you. We are going to find out how to make it happen in your life. So don't hesitate to take a look at that if that resonates with you. And Benny, I think we have a caller.
We do. We'll take Karina calling in from San Diego. Hello, Karina.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Karina.
Good,
how are you doing?
Morning or afternoon.
Good morning.
I don't know, depending on where you're at.
Never know. How are you?
Yes, hi. I was drawn to call, first of all, because I have a challenge that's probably a very common challenge. I'm trying to stop smoking, and it has been so hard for me. And I'm like, should I even stop? Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I'm trying to do it for my kids, set a better example and everything. Uh-huh. But it's just like, I'm in this, you know, thing where, you know, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Not so much because, I mean, I do want to, but like, you know, when you enjoy something and you're like, oh man, I got to give this up.
Right.
But it's for a better good, I guess. Am I making a big deal out of it? Because sometimes I've heard, like, you know, when you stress out about it so much, it's just never going to happen. And
well, let me just throw some thoughts out there for you, okay? So a lot of times when we have something like the smoking, so the thing is that I'm just going to guess that when you try to put down the cigarettes, it's hard for you to do more than 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, I don't want to throw out the big A word, but like it can be an addiction, right? That it's very, very difficult to do that, or there's triggers that come up. So I want you to look at what smoking has meant to you, because it's been a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we pick up because, you know, it's comforting, it's ours, it's, you know, calms us down, it makes us feel, you know, a certain kind of way. So when you think about smoking in your life and what it has meant to you, what has it meant to you?
You know what? I actually was reading something on Transformation Talk Radio earlier,
yeah.
And I it kind of resonated with this. I don't know. Maybe it's like a control thing. We're like, okay, you know, it's my life. I get to control it. It's my choice. It's, I don't know. It's just. It's
well,
so
you need
much,
to go deep on
really.
It. You need to go deep on it, because this is not a superficial thing for you, okay? It becomes something that's yours, that's personal, that's comforting, that's meaningful to you. And so the idea of releasing it is like releasing an anchor. You know, it's like releasing something that's really meaningful to you. So, you know, you have to go... Well, obviously, you know, health-wise, it would be a good idea, you know, and that's not what the issue is about for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, there's a lot of background stuff. But anyway, for you, you have to get to the core of how this thing has been a friend. So I really am going into your heart space, because this is really deep for you in terms of nurturing. This is a real comforter, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yeah. It's meant a lot to you for a lot of your life. And so, you know, I would never just yank the rug out from under somebody. But the thing is, if you look at your life without it, is it almost as if then how will I comfort myself, you know, going forward? How will I take care of myself? What would I do with that time without that break, without that way to go, you know, relax? Is there nothing else that will take care of that? You know, and that's the important question there, because what I'm seeing is a huge heart healing right now for you. Really deep stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
correct.
This isn't superficial. This isn't lightweight. And so, you know, if we use the shaming energies and we start talking about, you know, you should stop that, la, 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 that doesn't even get close to healing, does it?
No, not at all. It's
doesn't.
Like
it makes us hide even more. It makes us, you know, do it even more, just get more entrenched. And so that's where I'm also getting in your second. It's a huge security center issue from, you know, your very young years, right? You started very young?
Yes, I started as a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's the thing, is I think that you want to release it and you don't want to release it. And I'd love to work with you to help you through this one. But the most important thing in the world is to not trivialize the companion this has been for you.
Don't trivialize it. Like, don't,
yeah, don't make it
like,
small, like somehow this is unimportant and you've just got to quit, you know. It's true, yeah, it's not the healthy habit, okay, but that's not the level at which this holds significance for you, right? It's kind of like a bit, you know, it's like we could be in relationships that aren't fulfilling, but we stay. Well, there's reasons we stay, so we validate that, right? So I'd love to go into your heart space right now, if that's okay. Is that all right? Just
absolutely.
To go deep in there, and let's just join together on this one. Just go into your heart, and I just want to bring in some beautiful light right now, some really powerful, beautiful energies. Bring in some ascended masters, archangels, into your heart space. And I just want you to go into that heart, because there's a real deep sadness in there too that I want to help you release right now. And just allow yourself to to let that go. And then there's huge fear in your power center and in your second about that. And so let's just really bolster that part of you that feels really lost without certain aspects of control. You're so not alone in this, so don't think that. So going from the beginning of your timeline into present time, just clearing out all core fear of releasing control, of not being comforted, of not being fully loved for all that you are. Wow, there's a lot about coercion and manipulation just coming out of the back of your neck. So I want to bring in some healing energies for you right now. I just want to seal this up here, because we can only do so much, you know, just in this radio time that we're in. But you've got some really deep stuff, Karina, that is meaningful, and I think it would be helpful for you just to think about that for a couple of days, you know, about the depth of all that. And then as you release it, I'm just going to expect some tears and some emotion about it, because there's some things that were really lacking for you, you know, growing up and in your life now. And you're really wanting to step into more. You really are. You're not making a big deal. There's something in your heart that you really want to create. So how are you feeling right now?
Very good. And I have a lot of thinking to do, but that's pretty much all I do. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, this is important to you. This is important. And, you know, we can talk again if you want to do a session on this. But you might lay out what I'm asking you to go to a deeper level of, not whether it's a big deal or not, but to, you know, what it means to you and the comfort that it's been to you and what releasing it means, and what you can choose to draw in, you know, as a part of your life as a result. Not, you know, we're not beating you up on any of this, okay? And if you want to talk again, just don't hesitate to reach out, and we can schedule a time just to, you know, talk about it and see whether you want to, you know, do any more work on it, okay?
Okay. Do you think it would be worth quitting?
You know, I'm not going to answer that for you, because I think that's not the level where this is being held. I think you know all of the scientific and medical reasons that it would be good for you. That's not the level you're handling this at, is it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you could read data on it all day long. It's not going to make a bit of difference. This is something deeper for you. So is it good for the environment? Is it good for your children? Is it good for everything? You know, you have answers to that. I think you know.
Okay.
So now you have to decide, like, okay, but what has it been for me? That's why I want to work at that level with you, because until you go to that depth, you know, it's not going to be meaningful. I think you're dealing with some judgments around you, and I'm not going to add to the judgments. How about that?
Very well. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Karina.
And Karina, hang tight, yeah, so I can gather your information at the break. So cool. And we're at the break time too, Leslie.
All right.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Leslie Fontaine. We are back turning challenges into triumphs. And you know what? It is an opportunity for us to shift our lives always. Every moment of our lives is an opportunity to shift. Did you know that? Every piece of data we collect all the time in our lives is a moment of decision. But I love to emphasize, it is not about shaming ourselves into it, white-knuckling ourselves into it, but if action is being shown to us to take and we don't take it, we want to ask ourselves why. Why are we choosing not to? What is the inertia about? What is it that stops us from fully stepping into this opportunity? That is the source of a lot of our lack of success, a lot of our reasons that we live, you know, a very controlled life that keeps us from stepping into all of our joy. We have a lot of learned unhappiness, and I can speak to that. I'll do that on another show, even to share some of those experiences of my own, so you know that I know what I'm talking about. But this opportunity we have to turn a challenge into a triumph often is about saying yes and taking the filter off that we've learned to respond to certain circumstances with. If we've always had to, you know, respond a certain way to something and decide that this obstacle is there on purpose, I shouldn't have to do this, and maybe I'm making something up here, you know, maybe it's not really real. There's an element of not trusting ourselves, an element of thinking that it's not worthwhile for us to step into. I want to remind you again about the class that starts tonight, creating daily abundance manifestations. And again, it is not a shame fest. It's an opportunity to take a look in our field and then actually do real-time clearing after each of the teachings so that we can shift what's showing up for us. So don't hesitate to go to my site if you want to work with me, if you want to take a look at some CDs to meditate by and to learn about how to shift your energy. I hope you will take a look there at LeslieFontaine.com. And Benny, we've got a final caller for today.
We do. We'll take Howard calling in from Seattle. Hello, Howard.
Hey, Leslie.
Hey,
and
Howard.
Benny, thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm stuck. Well, stuck's not the right word.
Well, what feels right?
Crisis, beating myself up, stopped, heavy, resigned.
Ooh.
Just broke. I'm running out of finances, and I'm having to. I'm not sure how I'm going to create something out of the space that I'm in.
Right. I understand. So, that is a lot of heavy stuff, isn't it? And
yeah.
It's not new, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah. And so, if you like pinpoint, because I'm kind of getting a sense, if you pinpoint where some of this heavier energy began, where the turn began, where would that be in your life?
Well, something impacted me years ago was a training that I did, and my life shifted out of having done that, and the path that I've kind of taken since that time, or if, I don't know what to call it, a path, but a lot of things came out of that.
Wow.
And my relationship.
See, that's amazing. That's amazing that you can directly point to that, because that means that there were some pretty heavy energies that were, you know, going on in that training.
Yeah.
And that you were susceptible to in a way, and that's not a negative word, by the way. That is like just an awareness, right? Something that showed up, but that had to be hugely devastating.
Well, it was not when I did it. I mean, it was exhilarating. I was young. I had never done anything like that before, and really my whole view of the world shifted out of my participation. In fact, I was so enamored by it and taken by it that it's like I fully threw myself into it for the next couple of years, and then I had to leave, and it was the separation that actually just destroyed me in a way.
Wow.
And I don't think I've ever fully recovered from that either.
Right. So the separation of it was necessary, I'm gathering. And we've only got, just so you know, Howard, we've got like 3 minutes because of the tail end of the call. And I'm not going to trivialize what you're sharing with me at all. Okay. So if we choose another time to talk about this, that would be great. But at the time when you did the separation, was it because bad things were happening?
No, it was because there was a leadership transition, and it was that I guess I didn't have the, I wasn't seen as somebody who had the skills required to move the organization along in the next level. I didn't have the training, so more like I was let go of with the suggestion, go out in life and, you know, learn and be responsible for something, and after you've done that, you could come back. It wasn't a final termination, but it was heartbreaking at the time.
Yeah, it was, and it's not the first of your journey heartbreaks, is it? Because there's something very deep in this that, you know, I guess I would want to work with in you. It's not the first time at that rodeo that you've had that. You've gone through this kind of thing other lifetimes for sure, but you have gone, even in your younger life, you've had a kind of experience that triggered this same kind of emotion, this same kind of impact.
I don't know. I had it. There was a, I won't get into it now, but I did have a fearful experience in a dream when I was a teenager that was so unsettling. I couldn't sleep at night without putting my hand against the wall to keep me grounded.
Right. So this is something super deep. And so, you know, just in this brief, you know, minute and a half, I want to bring in some of the healing teams. And I want you to kind of, if you can, just bring that thing front and center, that trauma, and just allow some of the work to happen right now. It's just we can do so little in this time right now, and I really don't want to do anything harmful because I don't want to open it and then close it, you know, too quickly.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I just had some emotion come up.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just allow this, just a beautiful covering right now, just some crystalline light to come in for you. Yeah, if you'd like to, you know, set up a time to talk a little later and see if, you know, you'd like to do some work on this, let's do that. I do some consulting sessions, and then you can decide if you want to really work on it. But I don't want to go beyond this. This is a big, significant thing for you, but also, you know, like you said, it's hindered you to this point, and you're ready to, you know, you've got to do something. Your back's to the wall.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to let you go, Howard, but please reach out to me, okay? And I'm sealing you back up right now with lots of love.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.